Hey guys, Dave-O here, and my friend Legend93.
You okay with that?
Yeah, with that. Okay. And we are playing, this is my first time playing Prey, and I've never played this game before. So you've played this before?
Yes, and I have never actually finished it. So
really?
This is a, no. Huh. I mean, I've just been off and on games here lately, and I'm like, this game has been kind of like hanging on the shelf, not be able to finish, but I will eventually will get it back into it here soon.
Well, I'm about to check it out, so let's see how this game is. Options. All I care about is subtitles. New game, empty, normal. I will go for this male. Sponsored by Kroger Spray and Lemonade. Joking. We're not sponsored by anything. I wish.
I can't believe you actually did that.
I know. Delish. Yeah. So, tell me more about this game exactly.
Well, all I know is it's probably...
Is this like a remake or something? Because I can't remember either.
Yeah, but
because I've heard people say there was an old game called Prey, so I didn't know if this was like a remake or a reboot or something like that.
I honestly do not know, but all I know is it takes in futuristic time and beliefs. Because I mean, everything look in there is guaranteed futuristic. You're in space or something like that. And they're
sure taking a long time to load.
And aliens or something like that. I don't really know what they are.
Now it's done. I'm going to have to dock points for that. I'm joking. I'm not going to dock points for loading. I mean, so that's sometimes just how the game is. Unless it was taking more than 5 minutes, that'd be a problem. Press X.
Hashtag Dragon Age Inquisition. Usually that takes a long time to load, too.
Oh, really?
I mean, sometimes, because I mean, that's how me and my brother is. I'm like, he's like, man, this loading takes forever.
Yeah. Yeah, some games take a while to load. Oh. Am I naked?
Well, that's a good question to ask. How would you know?
That's a good question.
Well, you only see is a bare skin on.
Incoming call. Let's see. Nope, I got pants. What the?
Oh, and
I got,
your feet.
Got some weird looking socks.
Well, it's future, so. Yeah. Will you stop looking down?
I'm sorry. Use object. I'm putting my suit on. I can't stand looking at that. I look like some kind of clay figure or something.
Clay feet.
Alright. Got my suit.
Just
on.
Remember, this game is basically like survival, so you can actually find stuff to take with you.
Use plastic tubing. Or circuit board.
And also, you can pick up objects and throw it.
Let's see, what's this? Throw. Oh, dang. Frayed wire. What's this? Ooh, pizza. Oh, I want pizza. Take that pizza. Okay, what's on the computer?
It's your main computer.
F Paradox OX question mark. Oh, I can automatically put my thing in. Let's see, what do I got for emails? Congrats and welcome. Hello, Morgan. So glad to hear you'll be coming aboard soon. Your first official work day in my own... Yeah. It's... I don't pay attention to this stuff that much. It's kind of hard. I mean, it has to be very, very interesting for me.
I get you.
Alright, we got delivery for a package and ready for... Something about mom and dad. Okay, well, we got... Let's see. Where do I go? Huh, I sit here. Can I go outside? Oh, it's jammed. Alright. Okay. Do I go out this door?
Oh, yes, you go out that door.
Okay, well, makes sense. Hi, Patricia Varma.
Heard there's a chopper on the roof. Must be for you.
Okay. Roof. Damn. Game looks pretty.
It does.
Whoa.
Fancy.
Just I'm going. First day on the job. Love the techno music.
Oh, yes.
Mr. Roof, please make yourself comfortable and we'll be on our way. Transstar facility is just a short hop.
Where's this guy?
78 degrees. Clear skies all the way.
Yeah, I like this techno beat. If only we had music like this for our podcast / Let's Play.
Ah. Oh, well. You know where this takes place, right?
The future.
Yeah, I know it's the future, but what state?
San Francisco?
Look at the bridge.
Yeah, see it. Golden Gate Bridge.
Mm-hmm. Future and San Francisco.
Oh, I like that. An Arkin Studios production.
Yeah, they add those. It's right there. You'll see the like the main name here when you land the chopper on the place where you're supposed to be. And it'll say Prairie.
Huh. It's pretty cool. And this game, how old is this game? This game's a couple years old, isn't it?
Something like that. I can't remember. Back 17, 18. I don't really remember.
There it is. Prey. Good introduction so far.
You know what's funny?
What?
You know what? You know what the first trophy you can get is for, and it's funny as hell?
What?
Get killed.
Really?
By the helicopter.
By the helicopter?
Run it to the propellers to the back.
You want me to do that?
I still don't care.
I don't know. I mean, I don't want to do that. I'm itching. No, I'm not doing it. I got to get away before I actually do it.
It's possible. I've done it. And I didn't even believe it. My brother did it.
Hello, Dr. Hughes. Dang. Hello. Science.
I'm a Sybil 495 science class operator. It won't be long before you're on a shuttle bound for Talos 1.
Welcome.
Where am I going?
You have a 9 a.m. appointment in the testing facility.
Okay. Yes, confirm. I need to go to the testing facility. Dang. Bunch of floors.
Fast pace.
Yeah. That's a pretty fast elevator.
Well, in the future, you're going to suspect so.
I'm not sure. Oh, well, we're just going to 71st floor. Wow, you're pretty big.
Hey. You don't look terrible in a Transstar uniform.
You look ugly.
Still wet? I know the test might seem a little unconventional, but that's a you family tradition. Breaking convention is in our blood. Once you start the test, just do whatever comes natural.
You know what's funny? He's actually, you're related to that dude.
Yeah, that's right.
You're Morgan Yu. That's Alex Yu.
Is he my brother or something?
I think.
Next week. I promise.
Mr. Yu, they're ready for your brother.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Yep, they just said brother.
Just be yourself. I'll see you after.
Okay. Button.
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 I'm Dr. Bell.
Nice to meet you.
We have some tests to run for today. Probably not the kind of thing you're used to, as you know. Trust me, you're going to do fantastic. All good? Great. Let's begin. For this first test, I'd like you to remove the boxes from the red circle as quickly as you can. But don't do that. Okay?
So, just move the...
Press the red button when to begin. Ow.
I'm gonna move these boxes. There you go.
You're absolutely fine. Let's move on to then.
That didn't sound good. You sound like, yeah, you're absolutely
okay.
Fine. Yeah, yeah.
Now, listen to this. This is funny.
Okay, listen carefully. I'd like you to do your best to hide in this room. Take your time.
Hide.
Hide. How do I hide?
Chair. Crouch behind the chair.
Okay, so I'm gonna hide behind this little thing.
Ding.
Ah, oops.
She's hiding behind the chair.
Yeah. Nope. Stop.
Should I take care of this too? No.
it's fine.
Yeah. We're doing terrible.
Let's keep things moving. Head into room C. You're doing marvelous.
Yeah. That's sarcasm.
Yeah, thanks, douche. Okay, come on. Yeah, I could have had mine this.
Now, this is...
Okay.
Ding 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 ding.
Woo! I'm sorry, if you don't want to please explain to me what's happening. So, I'm so exactly what to do right now. If you double check, if you're still on them.
Wow. Just called you out.
Yeah.
Not your fault. You're doing fabulous, actually.
So where do they? What are they expecting me to be? Like, do something else or something?
I honestly do not know. I mean,
come on, open the door.
All I know is these tests they're running, and apparently something goes wrong.
Use object.
Okay.
We're in a cutscene.
I would appreciate it. Thank you. Okay, Margaret, have a seat at the table for the please. Wonderful job. Take a look at the screen in front of you. I'm going to show you a series of questions. Pick the answer that makes the most sense to you. Press start on the screen when you're ready.
I'm planning a vacation. Go somewhere familiar you know, love, or try. Something new. New.
Good. Looks like you got the hang of it. Keep going.
You've been sentenced to death for your actions. How does this make you thrill? Calm, it was worth it. Yeah, no, it was not worth it. I'm afraid.
That's heavy stuff.
What? Yeah. A runaway train is bearing down on five people who are tied to the track. You can cause the train to switch tracks, but there's one person tied to the second track.
So basically, either sacrifice five or sacrifice one.
Oh, jeez. Frick. I forget. It's a game. Switch tracks.
Good.
Oh, wow, that's... A runaway train is bearing down five people. You're standing on the platform next to an enormously fat man. Push him into the truck would stop the train. Sure, push the fat man. A runaway train is bearing down five people tied to the track. You could stop the train by jumping onto the track, but you would die. Yes, jump on the tracks and push the fat man. I'll sacrifice myself. I'm a hero. Thanks.
Well done. Well done. We did it through. For this next part, I'm going to display an image. I want you to take a good look at it.
Ooh, the...
I'm going to ask you what...
You saw that, did you?
What?
Look up. Here it comes.
Jeez. What's with the... Wait, did I die?
No.
Okay, I was... Right.
Dang. Alex? So what else? What's going on? We have a problem. What about Morgan? He's alive. Saved. Hold it up. I'm a long way. Got it.
So let me guess. We're going to be back in my apartment, aren't we?
Good morning, Morgan.
Yeah.
Today is Monday, March 15th, 2032.
Hey, that's the day before my birthday. I mean, yeah, that's the next, day before my birthday, yeah.
And 2032.
Let's see. Morgan. sparkling wine. Yeah, I'll
take you can actually take things in this, eat it, and drink. It kind of affects your character in a sense. Alright. But here's the thing. But here's the thing about this. This place ain't normal.
We're done. Okay.
Look at that.
God. Wrench. It's plastic tubing.
The wrench is a melee weapon in the game.
I'll carry you. Here. You need to go to bed. I'm going to take her to bed. Okay, no, no.
But the thing is, you know what's funny?
What?
It's not real.
What?
It's all fake.
Dang.
This was all a test program.
Jeez.
Basically, that's being linked to you from the outside, the simulator.
Dang.
Mm-hmm. You also got perks in this game, too, very well.
Wow.
They level up your character in specific ways.
Oh, this music's creepy. Let's see. I guess we go to this door. Okay. That scared me. Okay.
You got stamina for your character.
About 10?
Huh?
I was saying about...
You're back into your apartment.
What in the world?
Remember, pick up anything that's valuable to take. Yeah. All of it's fake. Right there, right there. Turn around. See that moving?
Yeah.
There's double of it. It's moving.
Yeah, let's get out here. That's the same place.
I'd be careful.
Yeah.
There's a mimic. There's a mimic. Get him.
Die.
Ooh.
Drink some wine.
Oh, you're drunk.
Oh, great.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, let's fight drunk aliens.
I'm wasted. Oh, well, I was wasted.
Uh-huh. Oh, look at that.
Did I go in circles?
Remember that exit you just went through?
Yeah.
Yeah, go that way.
Okay.
That was right there.
Alright.
Alright, to follow that way through.
Okay.
There's the helipad.
What? World.
Dang.
Jeez.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Huh. So what's the story on this or something?
Like, all I know is everything's moving because the fact of you're already there, so everything's shifted. But the story about this is, mimic! He's stuck in the room. Get him! Let's just say... The story about this, I mean, it's probably because they're in space and they found an alien, of some sort. And apparently it multiplies.
Wow.
And I think that's what it was. I'm not really for sure. But if anybody else knows this more than me, please share. Because I really don't know much about it as what I remember playing it, like, about a year or months back.
It reminds me of this Jim Carrey movie. What's it called? The Truman Show or something.
Truman Show.
Yeah, I believe that's what.
Oh, it. Mimic!
Yep, I see it. Ooh. Where is it?
Oh, God.
Where'd it go?
Did you kill it?
I don't think so.
Oh, no! You didn't kill it. Took some damage. You don't have to do this.
I mean,
it's just all set up. Now this is intense for you.
Yeah.
What was that?
I don't know. I couldn't go and find out.
Oh, something exploded. Oh, you got an apple.
Cool. I don't know where to go now.
Mimic!
Yeah, I see it.
Oh! I don't like those things. I don't. Oh, no. Remember, get stamina. Oh, you got it. I just, alright. Go that way.
This way?
Yeah, that way. And then take a left.
Oh, left, alright.
That should lead you there. Oh, no. No way you're saving this dude. Look, it's multiplying.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Banana peel and spare parts. What dude carries a banana peel?
It's for... Here's the thing. You can do, like, combined stuff from, stuff. You can actually make it to, like, a jumbler. And they actually can make, like, some sort of a... What can I call it? Like, elements or some sort of crafted materials. I don't even remember. Alright, watch out. You got mimics in here.
Oh, jeez.
Play your way. See, this game has many ways you can play. Alright. Oh. There he is. God! Ooh! You winded. Alright, as you can see on the bottom left, your health bar is on top. And that little shield thing on the bottom is your armor, which is your suit. Your suit can be damaged.
Oh, jeez.
And you gotta repair it. Oh, man! Oh, that scared me, dude. Oh. Oh, man.
So it says we can find an alternative way over here, but first we need to find a key card. So, no,
oh gosh, I don't like those things. I don't. They freak me out. That's a good way to deal with it. Oh no! Oh, that deals with it. That's a key card.
Key card. Okay, good. I wish you didn't make that music. I just hope the neighbors don't hear it.
Oh yeah, I hope not. Oh. Look right there.
What is that? Do I need to run away?
I'm not sure if it came after you yet.
You ever play that game, Alien Isolation?
I will never play that game ever again.
Yeah, I beat it once. And
I never will. And yeah, I'm done.
It's scary.
I don't like it. Oh, there's a mimic. It's froze. Actually, you get a good looking gun, a plasma gun, here soon. Alright, smash him up. There you go. Alright, there you go. Alright, grab that. Look down. The glue cannon.
Ooh.
And you see all this stuff around you? That's from the Gloop Cannon. You can use it as climbable obstacles.
Ooh, that's cool.
So if you got, if you're some, if it's your first something that it's high up and you can't reach it, use that glue gun as a stairs.
Yeah.
And you can actually stop them in their tracks too, if you shoot them with it. It's an experiment. Remember to switch up weapon, or you push the diagonal button. There you go. There you go. Oh. Get you. Oh, get it. Oh, no. Oh, wow. It might take some time to get used to, but.
Yeah.
Alright. We're not sure if we're clear of these mimics yet. Maybe you took them all out, who knows?
I'll just shattered too many pieces.
Oh, we got a. Here's the thing. You can use, like, water fountains and stuff to make get your health back up, but it gives you a single point. Where? Oh, over there. Oh, no.
Oh, I didn't even know.
Smash him. There you go. Uh-oh, there's another. No, it's a Nero. I forget that's the marker. I thought that was, like... Okay.
Favorite wheel.
You can favorite your items on your little wheel there. Also, you probably need to get some health back up. Ooh, a Nero mod. Take that. It gives you abilities.
Huh. Interesting. Huh.
For scientist, engineering, or security. Oh, watch how he levels up, though.
No thigh shell.
Needles to the eye. Upgrade. Everything was about to change. Oh, get it. Yeah. Ooh. I usually spend some time just drinking the water fountains all the time just to get my health back up, but it takes a little bit. You can just switch them up from time to time. Well, you got some, like, fruit in the health and your satchel.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. I don't know how to look at it.
Try pushing your pad button.
Trying. Should be a way. Maybe it's not that.
There we go. That was it.
Yeah, that was it.
So you got an apple right there. Gives you 5 health points, but something. And you got 2 health medical health kits right there.
I forgot about that.
It gives you 30 points. Push. There you go.
There we go.
Now we're back in business. Alright, be careful. Might be a duplicate in here.
So I can use this gun to climb?
To go high up, yes. Well, do not disturb.
Oh, geez, what that was.
Oh, it's behind you. Oh, woohoo. Get him. He's that trash can. He's got to be that trash can. Get him. Flush. Always looking in stalls and stuff like that, you'll find some like hidden parts. And
this coat down green tea.
Yeah, it's good for your health and stuff. What was that?
Ah.
I don't know if it was the glue gun, because I was like, that was way over.
Yeah, I thought it was glue gun too. Let's see, where do I go?
you sure?
Yeah.
It gives you an option if you want to.
Well, it's pretty interesting so far.
Well, I knew you'd get into it. Typical, like, scary-looking game. Well, people think, oh, it ain't that scary, but if you're by yourself and you're in the moment, you're into it, and that's what happens.
Yeah. Man, these loading screens are long.
Tell me about it. You would imagine this taking up the whole video.
Tell me about it. So how far have you got? Do you know how far you've gotten in this game?
I can't recall. I can't. All I know is I suck. I just gotta try harder. That's all I need to do.
Well, it's done now.
There we go. We're back into it, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, it's still technically loading. Okay, now.
There we go. All right. Next area. You froze him from paralysis. Look, welcome to Transtar. Basically, you're almost like your alien isolation in a sense.
Dang.
Pretty big.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
Oh, jeez. Looks like satellites.
So basically what's going on right now is you're basically unaware of everything that's going around. And you're kept in the dark about all this.
Hmm.
I wouldn't jump.
Yeah. I remember that in Sniper Elite 4.
And while, ladies and gentlemen, that video is still there if you ever want to watch.
Yeah.
We learned that the hard way.
Oh, yes, we have.
Attention. Station leadership has issued an alert. All personnel should report to Master
Mimic.
Station
He sees you.
And await further instructions.
Oh, it's a Mimic. Trust me, I don't like those things either as much as you do. Just wait till you start fighting the dang phantoms.
Was that thing we saw?
Yeah. That thing was worse. Scary too, man. Holy shit.
Oh, crap, we need the passcode, frick.
They blocked the door with a heavy
couch.
A couch in a machine. I'm in a machine. Alright.
Okay, looks like I'm going to go back. Yes. Okay, so we need to find the code or we can improvise.
Well,
we can just do that there.
You could improvise.
There we go.
Oh, an eater crevice!
Scared me.
I was thinking that was a trap.
Oh no!
Oh!
I didn't mean to do that. I fell through the floor.
Oh. Imagine that on replay. Someone's laughing right now.
So much for improvising.
So much for improvising.
Yeah.
That's what you get for improvising. It's probably behind us. Ain't it? Wait a minute. That's a turret. Beside you. Those are your buddies, by the way. Here's the thing. Those things will help you. It can find the mimics. If it gets close by, it'll start shooting at it. Oh... I hope we can get a good rewind out of it. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no. Ooh, improvise. Scoot back. Let them let them do the work.
Now I'm gonna have to get use my
medkit. Oh, I can't believe that actually hurt.
I know, I was so I didn't even see that part.
I forget about that. Oh my goodness.
I was so here. Well, I can use this to climb, so.
Well, you always use the stairs. Wait, did you already break the glass that fell down?
Yeah, but that, well, just that one.
Well, we can go back up there.
Oh, well. Yeah,
oh, gosh. Let's don't do that again. Yeah, I don't. Like, oh, God, that hurt.
Yeah.
That hurt.
I think your screen scared me more.
I scared me the most. I scared myself.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. Mimic. Ah. I don't like yellow. Oh, God, we're in a tight, close room. We're in a tight, close room. Oh, no.
Security. There might be some guns or something we could use.
Oh, guns. There is guns in this game, true, but...
We need weapons, and we still need freaking...
Key card.
Key card. Okay.
Okay.
All right, get your breath.
I am trying, but that really got me. Oh, God, no. Here it goes again.
Hey, these things move a lot.
They're supposed to. They're agile. And you gotta watch it. You only got like 75 rounds left in that glue gun.
Ooh. Well, am I supposed to freeze them?
Well, sometimes freezing ain't really an option. You can always beat their ass with the wrench. And for any of the viewers at home are against language, sorry about that. There's your pistol.
Pistol?
Yep. You gotta find the key card to get in there. And you need to be careful. You're gonna be fighting a phantom in there later. Okay. Alright, keep you focused, man. I'm gonna jump and get scared in a minute. I don't really know where it's at. There's a key card right there.
I already got it.
You already got it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a trauma key card. This loud screeching.
I know.
Really gets you.
That's why I'm turned down so the neighbors don't think so neighbors won't get upset or scared or something.
I'm still feeling the first jump scare right now. It hurts. It's just been a long time since I've actually got jump scared like this. Actually, not really. I think about a couple days ago.
I match your key code. Does it work?
Oh. No.
Frick.
Okay.
So I guess...
Wait. It says trauma, so find trauma area.
Maybe it's this. It's this?
That's not...
passcode.
You said you gotta update your map in your office, so you gotta find out where to go first and then go to your office. I mean, find where your office is and it'll give you a map.
Up first, I guess we gotta go to that trauma place or something that where that key card got. Probably went to the downstairs at that security.
Yeah. Oh.
Hardware. Oh, well, thanks for telling me now.
Jeez. That was a late thing.
A little late.
Wait, man, I think there was an Emmy still nearby. That's why the music was playing. Oh. And it had to go away.
04. Wait,
continue.
0451. Alright.
Here's your office. He's got a nice office.
Yeah, pretty nice. Got a Snapchat from my uncle.
Here's your, there's a pass right there.
Pass where? On that.
Teleconference.
Watch me, Morgan, play.
Alright. Comes the video. About to play. In a minute. Right on the draw screen.
Tough day, right? If I'm talking to myself, it must be. But your memory's shot full of holes. I know. I'm sorry, that's permanent. So the first thing you need to know is you can trust January. It's an operator, sort of backup of you and me.
That's you. You're talking to yourself. You recorded this, so you would give yourself a hint, heads up.
Wow.
When you uninstall a neuromod, it resets your memory back to the moment you first put it in. That's why you forget. There's supposed to be a process to bring you back up to speed between test runs. Someone could just skip that part, turn a single day into your entire life. Well, that's exactly what Alex did. The question is, why? You're not going to like what I have to say.
Oops.
My bad.
Did I do that on purpose, or was it going to happen anyway?
Actually, it was supposed to happen.
Okay.
Those are right there, like organic mineral materials. Those things that you picked up, like banana peel, you can use this right here. I think you need to turn your power, turn things back on first.
Sorry, Morgan. Alex cut us off from the Looking Glass servers. Time to improvise. I suggest you search Dr. Calvino's workshop in the hardware labs. He invented the Looking Glass technology. You might find a way to restore the server connections there. I'm looking for another way to help you in the meantime. Good luck.
Oh, don't do that.
Yeah.
Alright, everything's back on. Now, search around your office for a second. You might find some goodies around.
Yeah.
Like that, for instance. A fabricator, which you can actually make more than one wrench. But it has place crafting ingredients in the slot below.
So...
Now, actually, go down. Get off there for a second. Now look down. Right there. You can add ingredients to it.
I guess I don't have enough.
For one. Oh, look, there's a pass.
Oh, no. Are you sweet for one?
Okay, there's a... I think there's a medical kit behind you.
Make it?
Yeah.
Red wire, burnt circuit board.
Alright, behind you.
Is that it?
Actually, behind you. Right there on the wall.
Oh.
Okay. Operator dispenser. You can't... I don't think you can activate that yet. Maybe. I don't know. I don't think so. Not yet. Alright, turn around behind you. All now, right. There's a right there.
Oh, more. Right, that's not it.
No. Right there. The recycler bin.
Recycler bin?
Mm-hmm. That's the fabricator, which invents stuff.
This is...
That is the recycler.
Oh.
Place items in bin. Like, junk-wise, that would make stuff. Like, banana peels or any of the junk.
Like, what about...
See,
like the plastic tubing? Or do I need that?
Alright, look at the banana peel. Do you still have the banana peel?
Yeah, I should still have the banana peel. Yep.
Alright, put it in there. Look right there. It says material yield.
Oh, okay.
0.30.
Oh, wait. Did I do something?
You can actually put all... Transfer junk, all the junk that has material in there.
Okay. Material yield. Transfer junk.
Well, you might want to keep that.
What? Oh, that? Oh, spare parts. My bad.
That's for, yes, suit repair kit, so you can repair your suit.
All right.
Only thing that's, like, junk.
Cycle. All
right. Here it comes.
Oh, that's cool.
And you can use these materials to make stuff.
Oh, I have no idea. That's pretty cool.
See, now you got the. Now you can create it. Here comes a wrench.
Wait, so I just make a spare wrench?
You just made a spare wrench.
So this breaks?
No, there's no durability.
Oh.
So you just, you got 2 inches. Unless you just want to... Well, okay.
What's the point in that? Oh, I'm so mad.
Oh, no. Oh, please don't.
Let's jump. Well, let's go get that pistol.
Alright, careful.
Here, I got an idea. I'm going to take this guy with me.
Might want to.
Yeah, we're going to deal with that phantom thing. Right.
Oh, God. No! Get away! Get away! Get him! Tag him! Shoot him! Why's your turret not do anything?
I don't know.
That's shooting. He's pointing the other direction. He's pointing it the other way. Alright, combat basics. Alright, be careful.
Reload.
Oi, la la la. Oh, get a turret. Get.
Oh, no, the turret killed
me. The turret shot you. You stand in front of the turret, you got killed. Oh, friendly fire. Oh,
God.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's safe game. Jeez.
Oh man, that was so bad.
Tell me about it.
I would not expect that to happen. I forgot. I think it's from a friendly fire.
Yeah.
From a turret.
Let's see.
Right. Now you don't got 2 wrenches. Now you still have all your stuff, so don't make another wrench.
Okay. Got it. Let me just get my.
Oh, you got neuromods.
So go ahead and use those?
Yeah, you can use those for anything. You can actually...
Engineer, scientist...
Depends on how many you have. You got 3.
Security. Combat focus. Yes.
Gives you more stamina. Now you got 1 neuromod left.
Leverage 1. Yes.
There you go. So your stamina is more effective.
Okay.
So I believe it should be a little bit.
Transfer junk.
Okay. Good. Now we can...
Recycle.
Start the recycler.
Alright, and I'm not making another wrench.
Let's don't make another wrench.
Yeah, I might need these.
Well, I think there is upgrades in this game that you can actually upgrade your, like,
Wait a minute, isn't that the mimic I just killed?
Yeah, actually there's another one coming your way.
Yeah, because I'm
in front of you. You're stealth. You're stealth.
Get him. Oh, that's cool.
You can your combat. You can actually slow time down a little bit.
That's cool.
Okay. All right, I'll grab your turret and set it in front of the doorway.
Alright, that's what I'm gonna
but
do.
This time,
don't run, stand in front of it.
Don't stand in front of it. Just run. Actually, get away from it.
Here, what I'll do? Yeah, combat basic.
There you go. Set it right there. Deploy it.
Don't want to break this.
Yeah, deploy it first before we open the door. And stand back. And let it do it. Go for it.
Get him, boy.
Get him.
Hey, don't
die. Oh, he got him.
Oh, dude.
Holy crap.
We need that pistol. Wait, why is he not letting me take it?
Oh, it was a mimic. The mimic was a pistol.
Are you kidding me?
Actually, the pistol's right over there. He got it. Right there. There's a pistol right there.
Ooh, a silence pistol.
And you got... Uh-oh.
Where is he? Where is it? Ah, no, I didn't.
Alright, suit integrity.
Suit integrity, what does that mean?
Basically your suit's damaged.
So use this?
Yeah. You can actually... Alright, you're good. Alright, get off her. All behind you. Where is it?
I don't know. I turned to a mimic.
Alright. The body's there, so it's gone. Okay,
reload. Lock and load.
Even though it's a silenced pistol. Careful, though.
More ammo. No, it's useful.
Cigars.
Explosive canister.
Alright, be careful.
We'll shoot the floor. I'm joking.
And we fall from death.
Ooh.
Alright, keep your eyes peeled. There should be some here. Explosive canister. Bam! Clear the highway.
What's this?
It's a recycler. It's not operated. It's broke. Alright, here we go. We're going to the next area. Hardware Labs.
Hardware Labs.
Alright.
You made it to 56 minutes. Wait, no. 50 minutes, my bad.
This video will end soon.
Yep.
Because they can only record 60 minutes at a time.
Well, we can always do
part two.
Part two, but we can always end it at any time. Doesn't matter when.
Yeah, my eyes are burned.
You're pretty far because you're focused on this game.
Yeah.
I still can't believe that actually scared me.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm glad you're doing most talking for this podcast, because I don't think I'm talking that much. I mean...
You're probably because you're getting too focused on this.
Yeah, that's probably... That's probably
what it is.
Yeah, that's one thing I hate about... I think that's probably the one thing that's... I mean, that's probably the difficult thing about doing a Let's Play / podcast, is because when you're focused on a game...
And you don't
talk. You don't talk much, and I think that's what people...
People want, mostly.
Yeah, mostly want to hear people talk. I think that's how I do. I focus.
You focus too much. You just need to, like... talk. You get a little...
Yep. Unless it was a horror game, which this is what it is, so...
It is, but it's...
Alright, let's see.
Alright, here we go.
Alright. Well, whoa.
Here we are. Whoa. Oh.
Wait, is that the...
Oh, those are enemies.
Those are enemies?
They're corrupted.
Die!
Oh, he's got a flamethrower!
Flamethrower? You gotta be kidding me. Die. Oh, Graham, out.
Use all your ammo. Wrench! Wrench!
And I just got killed by the explosive, okay.
I'm gonna use your body as a weapon. There's another one over there, too.
Where?
Is that a mimic?
Where?
I thought I saw a box move.
Maybe. Die!
Wait, no, no, I don't think it's the other one. It says fragile on it.
What was that?
I do not know.
The screen, like, vibrated.
It's probably because of the aftershock.
Die.
You threw that with force.
Yeah. May the force be with you. Ooh, yeah, that's a big telescope.
Ooh.
Wait, why am I not seeing anything?
You barely see anything at all.
Yeah.
It's dark.
That'd be funny if I broke in and the air was going on and I got sucked into space.
Yeah. Instantly.
Yeah. What was that?
It's intercom. You gotta remember there's another robot here somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm gonna watch out.
I'll be careful.
Oh, there he is. There he is. I see you. And I am gonna get you.
He's on the other side, I think. Wow, I'm gonna use my flashlight. Break. Oh, great, I gotta go that way. Hey, banana peel. And a lemon peel.
Huh. A lemon peel? Oh, there he is. Stop him. Freeze him. Oh, no.
No, stop. Wait, focus.
Not enough PSI.
God.
Oh, no.
Die.
You got him.
And the explosion almost killed me again.
Oh, man.
I'm so stupid when it comes to that crap. Udon noodles.
I need some of my noodles.
I can go for some noodles right now.
I don't even know what I'm having for supper at home, if my wife's even home.
I don't know. I may fix me pizza or something.
My wife's probably cooking something. She'd probably cook a home-cooked meal or that... cheese dip. Oh, no.
That phantom?
Yeah.
Okay, bro. Okay, well, now we gotta find a way to get in there.
Okay, okay. Okay. No. Oh, we're supposed to go in there.
Yeah, but I don't have a key card.
Yeah, oh, man. Oh, Mimic.
Get back here.
Get back here, you.
Let's try. Wait, there's...
Oh, what was that? Oh no.
What in the world? What's he got?
He's trying to stop it.
Oh, he's using that. Run.
He's focusing on you.
Do I need to get out of there? Can I break through this window?
Yeah, you can go through it. You gotta get through there.
Would you like? Harvest.
Oh, you can go through the window. You can't. Oh, you gotta. Oh, careful.
Just run out the run.
I don't dig it! No.
Oh. Oh.
I think it was meant for that bit, because it's. I can see the energy waves.
Oh, wait. I can go through here.
Okay. Oh.
Okay. Well,
okay, we are screwed.
Maybe I can use the.
Yeah, use the gel. Use the glue.
Well,
it stops it.
I know, but it's not letting me come in.
Okay, that's strange. Why?
What the heck? Glue can.
There you go.
I don't know why I was doing that.
Alright, shoot the. There it goes. Let the fire stop. Oh, that works. Alright, go to that body.
I don't need another wrench.
Oh, you got an EMT.
A what?
I think it's an EMT. Electromagnetic charge. Oh. EMP, sorry, EMP.
That's actually the same thing.
Yeah, I know. It's just, I said it the way, wrong way. Alright, let's open this mate.
I don't want it to sound like me. Hold on. Maybe I need to.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, no.
Is that it?
That's the Phantom. Oh, gosh.
Okay, so we need.
I'd be careful if I were you. That dude will literally rip you apart. I mean, this thing is. Those things are strong.
Does it talk?
They must have been humans in a different life. But they're mutated. That's what they are. That's where you came from.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. Oh, no.
Oh, wait, what the?
Oh, no, he sees you. He sees you!
Oh, jeez.
I told you.
Well, I think we're going to end it right there.
Yeah, we're going to end it right here, ladies and gentlemen.
Alright, well, if you guys liked it, subscribe to my channel, press that like button, comment down below. If you like the podcast, let us know. This has been Davo and Friends Podcast, and we are heading out. See you guys later.